give up their time. They give up a lot to be on air here, and we always get help from Albo when we try, and if he can make it for an interview, he does. So that's great. That's great. And of course, he's fairly local around the area as well. He's a bit of a local identity. He's got his own beer, hasn't he?
We've had Jane Caro on the show before.
Oh yes,
and we've had. I don't know if we've had Tanya Plibersek on.
Yes, I've had Tanya Plibersek on. Yes,
see, we've had big names, everyone.
I've had Josh Frydenberg on as well.
Really?
Yes. And actually, with our election coverage, we had the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull on as well.
I did not know that.
2014, that was.
Oh. he would have done it then.
He came on. Yeah, he did it then.
He was very positive then, I think.
He was. He was very positive. Mm. Yeah. Well, we caught him. He was at his party room.
Yes.
in his electorate Wentworth.
Did you interview him just when he won?
I didn't. No. Where the broadcaster was doing the show, he actually did the interviewing. But I'm just trying to think of who it was now. Anyway,
another reason to donate.
Mitch was there. Somebody else was there. Oh no, I can't remember. There was three people there, I think, in the studio, and they. They interviewed him just after the results had come in and had been called, and Tony Abbott was going to be the new Prime Minister, and it was an interesting time.
It was a very interesting time.
That was when, of course, he was a leather jacket guy.
Post onion.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, give us a call, 9514 9500. I might just play you a little track. What about let's fly to the moon.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Ideas. Music. 2SER 107.3. How much is 2SER worth to you? Donate whatever you can so we can keep real radio on the air. Give us a call on 9514 9500 during your favourite show or donate anytime. Head over to 2SER.com. 2SER 107.3. Stories. Ideas. Music.
Your donation to 2SER is tax deductible.
And you're listening to SER 107.3. We're here for our subscriber drive, and that is means that we are asking you. We're asking you, our lovely listeners out there, to give us a call on 9514 9500 and just see how you can help out. Just look, we have got all sorts of different levels of support, anything from like $2 upwards, really. So look, you don't have to think about it. Just call 9514 9500, go to the phone, dial it right now. You didn't dial, did you? Go on, go and dial it. 9514 9500, because you'll be helping our station keep on air with all of the things that we need here. We have a lot of things that go wrong during the year. It's hard to know exactly what's going to go wrong at any one time in particular, but things go wrong all the time and you've got to replace them. I mean, it's just, you know, we're in an old building. Admittedly, the building is maintained for us, which is very, very kindly from UTS, but there's things in the building which we have to do ourselves, you know, things we have to pay for our own phone calls, which we do a lot of on the wire, don't we? Evie, you know, how many phone calls would you make on average if you're trying to do a story?
It's a lot, isn't it? On Monday, I even went out of my way and scrolled through my previous logbook. Yeah. And I was just scrolling and scrolling because it was a typical day where you just could not get in touch with anyone. No one was answering or people didn't want to, and then they put you in touch with someone else though, and then it was just one of those days, and it was 2 hours before the story had to go live and I had barely got a story together. And yeah, I finished up at that day and I went through my phone and I was just in shock by how many phone calls I made out of my own pocket.
Oh, well, but we've also got phones here that you'd
dial
out on.
But I can't dial out. I can't figure out how to dial out of it.
Oh, dear me.
Do you just click zero?
I've put on the wall, actually, for millennials, easy guide about how to dial zero and then dial a number. But, you know, when you do the interviews within the studios, you do have to dial out on the studio phone. Mm. Anyway, all these phones, they all cost money. There's line rental, there's STD calls, and that's probably an old term which millennials won't understand either. Mobile calls we have to pay for by the minute.
And I have to say, they're quite chunky things, you know. They're not flashy touch screen phones. They're the classic old phones with the ring cord. What do you call that?
It's a cord.
Cord that I remember when I was five.
You have to wind them up, don't you?
Yes. Yeah,
that's right.
Classic. It takes 10 years to even just...
Hello, operator. Can you get me through? I need to make a long-distance call.
Everyone, please donate so that we can get nice new phones.
Yes.
With good quality.
Good quality.
So call us up on 9514-9500 or just head to our website, our brand new fancy website, 2scr.com/donate.
Yes. And you could become a lifetime supporter. Then you're keeping us going for your lifetime.
And we might like you so much that we might interview you for a story.
That's
you,
right.
If you're interesting, that is.
Even if you're not interesting, we'd love to talk to you. But
yes.
I'm sure you are interesting. We only have a lot of interesting people listening
to
our station. We've got more people listening to us that have degrees than any other station.
Really?
Well, proportionately. But I mean, you know.
You just made that up.
No, that's the research that our audience is quite discerning, quite educated. So the listeners out there know when we don't know what we're talking about, which could be now, really. But but the average listener, you know, is more educated than the average listener at any other station, you're talking proportionately.
And so, I feel like not every community radio network has... We are very, very lucky in that we do have lots of listeners and we have the opportunity to do things like go to the federal budget and be in lockup.
Yes. Well, this happened a couple of years back. I was doing the On the Money program and our station manager said, there was a couple of people away at the time and we were scrambling to get our story together for that day. And she said, well, what are you going to be doing about the budget coverage? And I said, well, Melanie, why don't we go down to the budget? And she goes, well, how we do that. We've tried before. We haven't been able to get into the budget lockup. So anyway, cut a long story short, we got in, and we've been doing it every year since. And this year, Evangeline McGuire was one of the reporters that was selected to go down. And tell us, what was it like there, you know, in the, going in there and to Parliament House and going into the Senate committee rooms? Because we do our budget lockup in the Senate committee rooms where people get normally asked the hard questions in estimates and things like that. So that's what they do. So, yeah, tell us a bit about that, Evie.
I think the most confronting thing about it was not only just being in Parliament House and being in near people like Annabelle Crabb and Lee Sayles. I saw her get her makeup done.
So isn't Annabelle quite short and isn't Lee quite tall?
Yes.
Surprising.
They make
isn't
a perfect
it?
Duo.
Yes.
But the thing that was the funniest, I'd have to say, about that experience was you're in the room, and we shared a room with The Guardian, and everyone.
Amicably, might I add.
Yes, and you're sitting there and it's quiet and everyone's just got the papers. It's just like a big exam. And there in the corner, you have Rod gasping every 5 seconds. They didn't. Where's that money gone to? What does that mean? It was quiet except for Rod's little commentary. And I have to say, I won't forget it.
I didn't know I was gasping that
you
much.
Were. You were.
Yes, when you go through and you see the figures and something's changed dramatically, it's you think, oh, goodness, there's something happening there. And then you go and try and find. You've got to find out where that money's gone or where it's come from or what is there a new policy? Are they going to be announcing something? And you race around looking for the press releases from various departments and
yes.
see what they're saying.
Do you remember in the room we had our like fruit and you know, knickknacks in the corner, but there was The Guardian with the silver platters.
Of
and they had catering and they had labels over, and we were just sitting there.
I know. It's sad, isn't it? See, they must have good funding.
Oh, guys, if you listen to The Guardian, you may as well just donate to us. Yeah, we do the same thing.
That's right. We were there with them. And in fact, we probably had just as big a team as they did this year, didn't we?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. We had quite a big team this year. And of course, they have some very wealthy benefactors.
Quentin Bryce was there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But of course, our benefactors are you. You guys, please give us a call. 9514-9500. Give us a call right now. In fact, I'll play you something while you're giving us a call. Here's Jumping Jack Flash. Call us 9514-9500. This is your chance. Give us a call. 9514-9500. Go online, even.
Come on, millennials.
Yes.
Hop online.
Let's
and tweet us.
Let's have millennials. Millennials against sort of older senior citizens.
Oh, we'd
like
win.
Myself. Would you?
Yes.
But you can't use a phone. You've told us.
No, and we have no money. So we win. With spirit.
But look, you'd have at least $2, wouldn't you?
No, I don't.
You'd be able to use your pay pass or PayPal. Actually, we do have PayPal, you know.
What, you oldies?
No, here at 2SER. Oh.
I don't want to offend anyone listening.
No, you just offended me. But anyway, it's something that we you know, if you don't end up offending somebody when you're a reporter, you're probably not doing your job right. Because you've really got to ask people some questions which don't, which, you know, you haven't got much time. You've got to ask the hard questions first because you've got a limited amount of time to get your story done. And that's something we learn here on The Wire. And that's what it's like. And that's why we need your support. We need people to help us continue on doing these things, finding out what's going on. We do a lot of news stories that people don't do anywhere else. Isn't that right?
That is right. Can you think of one, Rod?
Well, I don't know. We did a story about a giant goldfish the other week. But then,
was anyone actually listening? If you were listening to that show, you would know what we were talking about when we said that it was a bit of a rocky start.
4 kilogram goldfish in the Swan River.
And give us a ring on 95149500 because that story has been circulating around the station because of a blooper at the beginning of the show. Do we have that blooper, Rod?
No, we don't.
That's a shame. It was hilarious.
We got it right, though. We fixed it up and we got it right. And that was part of the way that we learned to how to get things to where the best possible way we can.
We learned from our mistakes, that's right.
We learned from our mistakes, yes, that's right. So, look, do give us a call, 95149500. And if you give us a call, I forgot Barack Obama here. Oh, he's not saying anything, is he? But do give us a call, 95149500. I might just play another track for you. What about Love Potion number 9? Took my troubles down to Baton Rouge. You know that gypsy with the gold tattoo. She's got a pad down in 30 broken pines. Seven little flies out. Love Potion number 9. Been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you needed, love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and headed away. She said, I'm gonna make it up out here in the sand. The smell I took the town and looked like in the day. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. Didn't know that it was there all night. Started kissing everything inside. When I kissed a cop down in 30 broken pines, broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Oh, hey!
2SER is an independent, not-for-profit community radio station. We rely on your financial support to continue making real radio. Give us a call on 95149500 during your favourite show or donate anytime at 2SER.com. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Your donation to 2SER is tax-deductible.
Yes, it is tax deductible, so do give us a call, 95149500. Give us a call just to chew the fat, see what you can do to support us here. It's not that much, is it, Evie?
No, it's not at all, and it goes a long way.
Yeah. How are you paying for it this time? Because all of us volunteers have to be supporters here at 2SER.
Considering I don't have a job at the moment and all my work is volunteer work, haven't supported it yet.
Oh,
but
you're about to, aren't you?
I am about to. I'm going to pay the concession fee.
It's only $40, isn't
it? Only $40. I think.
And
I
you don't
do
have
that.
To pay it all in one go.
No, I didn't know that.
That's true.
Can I do like $2
at
a time?
You can.
Yep.
Yep. So just give us your credit card details. We'll take it from there. It's not that hard. Just call 95149500. It's just not that hard. And honestly, it makes such a difference. It really makes a difference to us here at 2SER.
It's funny how people... Do you think people are charitable, Rod?
I do. I have the belief in the human spirit.
I couldn't get one person to donate.
Really?
I got a lot of excuses.
Oh.
A lot of, I don't have money right now.
Yeah. Well, who does?
No. Albo does.
Albo,
give us a ring.
Give us a call. 95149500.
No. I really, it says a lot, doesn't it?
Well, look, you've had a bad afternoon, but that doesn't mean that we have to have a bad evening.
No.
Because you lovely listeners out there, you know that you can help us. And helping someone gives you a good feeling. And you're not helping someone that might go to a lot of administration expense or go to some huge organisation and you wonder exactly how many cents finally gets to its final, you know, destination. I can tell you right now that everything you donate will be in this year. Things that you can see and hear. Well, if you came in, you could see it, but certainly you can hear it.
Trust me, it won't be going into my pockets.
No, won't be going to Evie's pockets. We've got all of her time in here for free, haven't we?
You're just too lucky. I don't think you appreciate me enough, Rod.
I do. I appreciate you more than you know. But look, Evie was good enough to come on the program this evening at short notice, and that's what happens. People just say, yes, I will do it. I will stay. I will help you out. And it's a great station for that, isn't it? You know that people can help you.
And
so, go on.
Sorry. When I started volunteering for The Wire the beginning of this year, and last year I did The Gristle on Friday nights, which is a political show. But I've come so far doing The Wire, and my skills have really developed, and I'm not that nervous about being on air anymore. I used to be terrified. And I feel like it's just a great starting point for young journalists to get the experience. There's no other place like it.
There isn't,
You can just learn everything.
Mm.
And from really amazing experts like yourself, Rod.
Oh, yes.
So that's another reason to donate. If you have a family member who's wanting to study journalism or get in the media industry, do anything really. Just come and support.
Mm.
Come and support us, because they could end up volunteering here. And
it could be a gift. I mean, you know, if you say your husband is one of these men who've got everything, and you think, what on earth am I going to buy him for his birthday coming up in 2 days? Well, we've got the perfect gift for you. It's the Passionate Supporter Kit for 2SER. You can sign him up. Sign him up right now on 9514 9500. In fact, you know, you probably, you know, can look up his Visa or MasterCard and use that, and he won't even know that he's really paying for himself.
Or I hear that Christmas is looming.
Christmas is looming.
No better time than the Lifetime Supporter Kit.
Oh, exactly. Lifetime Supporter.
Can you imagine a lifetime of 2SER?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can just drive by Broadway and look up and think, yep, I'm keeping that place going. The lights are still on, and that's due to me.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're giving as well. You're giving to us. We keep giving to you. It's a wonderful circle of love, isn't it?
It sure is.
Do I sound a bit like the Love God?
Yes, you do.
Well, anyway.
You should be on Smooth 95.3.
Oh, don't mention other radio stations, Evie. We should be...
Sorry, I'm a millennial. I don't know anything. 107.3.
We're 2SER 107.3. And you need to support us, because we don't get all big advertisements like a lot of the commercial radio stations for a lot of money, because we're not pushing any particular barrow. We're independent. We don't have people that have given money for services which they're expecting a return on. People only advertise in commercial radio to get a return. And, you know, it affects your editorial policy. If you've got a very big advertiser and there's some scandal, say it's an energy company, for instance. We've done a few stories on energy recently. And if you have a particular energy company, you might think twice. If they're a big advertiser on the station, people might say, well, look, you know, let's not put that story straight up at the beginning there. Let's just put it back a bit and perhaps only put the less experienced journalist on the job. And let's, all these things are not happening here at 2SER, because we're not beholden to anybody.
No, there's no hidden agendas.
No hidden agendas. That's exactly right.
Everyone gets an equal say.
Yes. So, look, give us a call, 9514 9500, and I might just play another quick tune. I mean, everyone has been talking about this station and what we've been putting on air, so maybe Harry Nilsson can give you a few hints as well.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. I won't let you leave.
Howdy, folks. This is Adam West, sometimes known as Bruce Wayne, billionaire philanthropist, or Batman if there's a crime. And there's no crime in listening to 2SER.
Yes, this is Stages 2SER 107.3 coming up. It's not just at the moment, but it's coming up. Just sort of let you know that it's coming up. But Evie's still here. Evie,
I've been here for an hour, guys.
Yeah, you've done pretty well.
I have.
And how many people have called up?
One.
That's great. 9514 9500. We're hoping for another one.
We're hoping for one more. Help me out. I've been on the phones for 3 hours today trying to get.
It's another one. Isn't that great?
It's because of me.
It's because of you. Anyway, we need more than one. So call us 9514 9500 or go online at
2scr.com/donate.
Donate. Yes. So, it's been a long time. But, you know, it doesn't mean, just because you've been listening to us for 5 or 10 minutes, it doesn't mean that you can keep sitting there, because we need you to donate now. We need you to ring up. We need you to find out exactly how easy it is to do this. We've got payment plans. We've got different credit cards. You know, there's options. There's plenty of options for you. You can just ring us now, 9514 9500. Even if, like Evie, you'd never been able to operate a phone before in your life.
That is not true.
You can use,
I can work an iPhone.
You can use Siri. You can say, Siri, dial
9...
Yeah, call 2SER. And Siri will work it out for you.
Yes. I have to say, though...
It's the millennial way, is it?
It's the millennial way.
Yeah. Rod. Yeah, what do you have to say?
I have to say, just reinstating that it's very important that you support your community radio stations, because... sometimes you get the quality news stories and news that isn't really shown on ABC or the other big broadcasting networks.
Yeah.
You don't get the young voice, the young input.
No.
Like you do at The Wire.
Yeah, you only get old fogies like me.
Mm.
Yeah. But
well, right now it's not a good example of 2SER's best.
Of course it is.
Course we're both hungry and tired.
Yeah. But, you know, you can help us out by calling us now, 9514 9500, because that'll give us a real boost.
And no better Christmas present than a lifetime kit.
Yes, a lifetime kit. Is that one of those cars you drive that from the Knight Rider? No. That's another old fogey joke, isn't it? Anyway, We've almost exhausted all of our ideas here, but you haven't. You haven't, because you're listening and you're thinking, maybe I could just leave it to the last minute.
Maybe I won't get that cappuccino tomorrow, and I'll give that $3.50 to 2SER.
Yeah, because we can take that.
Because they need it. That'll go towards a brand new phone that I can operate.
All right. Well, thanks, Evie, for being...